A new narrator in the RNIB Talking Book Studios is Carol Jones, who's currently recording a thriller. Carol, I believe this is your first visit to the RNIB Talking Book Studios.
Yes, it's a real pleasure to be here. I've heard a lot about the RNIB from various directions, but it's almost 2 years ago that I did come and do an audition. So it's very nice now to actually have a whole book to be reading myself.
And what is the book?
The book is called Remember Me. It's a psychological thriller. Crime thriller is probably the best way of describing the genre, with rather a sinister undertone running through it.
I think a girl disappeared in the woods 15 years ago, and now her best friend is a police inspector who's come back to the village to investigate the murder.
Very accurately summarised, yes. There's a lot of flashbacks and forwards, and it's interesting looking at how the characters have changed over a 15-year period. And being Welsh myself, I can say it, how many of the Welsh characters haven't changed very much and haven't moved at all, so that the inhabitants of the Welsh valleys have all remained the same.
And are you calling on a stock of Welsh voices that you've picked up and squirreled away over the years?
Yes, I think so, yes. I was born and bred in Wales, but recently have lived in Kent, where you don't hear many Welsh accents. I think that's fair to say.
And you were telling me earlier that you have had a whole career also to do with sight loss before you became a talking book narrator.
Yes, I spent just over 30 years working for the NHS as an ophthalmic surgeon. I had two loves as a teenager. One was drama and the other was sort of medicine. I always thought I wanted to be a nurse, and then I understood that nurses worked at night, so I thought, I've got the solution for that, I will be a doctor instead. It wasn't pointed out to me that they do too, but never mind. So I went into medicine and have had a very enjoyable career in ophthalmology for many decades. But the time came after about 30 years that I felt if I wasn't going to develop my other interest, I really would never get round to it. So I took a sabbatical, went to drama school, and here I am now approaching the RNIB from a slightly different direction.
Well, for those of us who have sight problems, it's actually rather nice to know that there's an ophthalmic surgeon on the premises, just in case we have any worries. In your career, presumably you've had to deal with all sorts of things from cataracts to detached retinas and trauma injuries.
Yes, when I started, most ophthalmologists were very general ophthalmologists, so did everything that came into their surgery. In the recent past two decades, things have become more specialised. So my particular field of interest is oculoplastic surgery, which is surgery of the eyelids and the structures around, and particularly in Kent, where it is still a largely agricultural community, there's a lot of skin tumours from prolonged exposure to sunlight. So that is my principal interest, but yes, in the past, cataracts, corneal grafts, detachments. I did 3 years in South Africa in the eye hospital in Soweto, so I did see my fair share of trauma.
Absolutely. And were you always on the surgery side, or have you also had to give people diagnoses of sight loss such as retinitis pigmentosa or macular degeneration?
Yes, I did part of my training at Moorfields and was fortunate to spend some years in the retinal diagnostic department, headed up by Professor Alan Bird, who was a great thinker and a great pioneer in many ways. And he did have a practice where people across the country and often across the world were referred to him. And often we saw patients, some very young, who had been seeing people for some years without reaching a diagnosis. And it's always interesting telling people that you feel you have arrived at the cause of their visual disturbance. And sometimes it's positive news, and sometimes, sadly, it isn't.
And I believe that you've also worked with talking newspapers.
Yes, we're very fortunate in Kent. We have the KAB, the Kent Association for the Blind, and they run a great talking newspaper service, so that once a week you record the local newspapers and that's either the Kent Messenger or the Courier. And for anybody who hails from Kent, they will remember those titles well. And it's interesting insights into areas that you possibly don't know very much about, because the editions of these local papers are very, very local. So it may just be the Medway Towns, it may be Tunbridge Wells, it may be Tunbridge. I do the Medway editions, and I have had some interesting readings. People are reported as getting up some very strange things at certain times of the year in Medway, I think.
Well, it kind of brings us full circle to what you're reading at the moment. Presumably you haven't had to read anything in the Medway news quite as thrilling as the thriller that you're reading at the moment. Do you have a particular genre that you'd really like to become associated with as an audiobook narrator?
I would love to read children's books. I think the wealth of children's literature is amazing now, and I'm constantly absorbed as I read these for my increasingly large number of grandchildren. So it would be children's books. I think not only the newer releases, but also some of those wonderful, Edward Lear, I think, is a book that is lovely to read. But yes, it would be children's books. I like putting on funny voices.
And you were telling me that there is actually a specific children's book that you would shove the other narrators out of the way to get hold of to read to us.
Oh, yes. There's the most charming one called Giraffes Can't Dance. And for any of us who've been wondering whether we dare venture onto the dance floor during the festive season, just read Giraffes Can't Dance and, yes, let the music carry you away.
Well, Carol Jones, I really look forward to hearing you narrating far more talking books and to meeting you again in the studios.
Thank you very much. It's been a great pleasure.